Tablet 8. Jews return to their land. The house of Israel apparently never returns. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, The Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Ezra 1, verses 1 to 2. The temple was to be built in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. There is no mention of the Samaritan or the house of Israel. And also, then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites, Ezra 1, verse 5. So those who went up to build the temple in Jerusalem, which is in Judah, were the children of Judah, Benjamin, and the priests of the Levites. There is no mention of the name of the other tribes, nor of Ephraim or Manasseh, the inheritors of the promise of the material possession of a nation and a company of nations. Furthermore, now these are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity of those which had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away unto Babylon, and came again unto Jerusalem and Judah, every one unto his city. Ezra 2, verse 1. It was the house of Judah Jews which were carried away by Nebuchadnezzar into Babylon, not the house of Israel. The house of Israel was carried away by Shalmaneser, king of Assyria. 2 Kings 17, verses 3 through 6. Also, it was the Jews who were carried away to Babylon, not the Samaritans, house of Israel. Samaritans were placed in Halah and Habor by the river of Gozan, and in the city of the Medes, 2 Kings 17, verse 6. So it was surely only the Jews that came again unto Jerusalem and Judah, not the house of Israel. The 10 lost tribes are the house of Israel, Samaritan or Ephraim. What happened to the house of Israel? It is what is known to many as the 10 lost tribes of Israel, and apparently no one knows what became of them. Since we know that God never fails in his promises, and that the Jews never became a nation and a company of nations in a great sense, then we should look for other clues that God left for humanity to understand his work. From this point on, the story of the promises given to Israel take two completely different routes. One is how the promise of spiritual dominance, scepter, was fulfilled through the children of Judah. The other one is how the promise of a nation and a company of nations, which was given to the children of Joseph, would be fulfilled, the birthright. So, there are three promises which should have been fulfilled through the children of Israel. First, a spiritual blessing through a kingly Messiah scepter. Secondly, a great nation from Joseph's seed, Manasseh. And thirdly, a great company of nations from Joseph's seed, Ephraim.